Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and today's episode is going to be very brief, and it will be a solo episode with just me. I wanted to update you on the Ms. Health and Fitness contest and just kind of give you a little background about it and why I've been doing it and what lies ahead. So thank you for being here. Go grab your coffee. This will be a short one. If you have any questions, let me know. And the link to vote will be in the description of this podcast. So thank you so much for being here and take care. Welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode is going to be very different from all the other episodes because I do not have a guest. It is just going to be me. And I wanted to make this very brief, but I wanted to talk to you about the Ms. Health and Fitness contest that I have been in for the past month and tell you a little bit about it and give you a bit of an update with it. So for those of you that may not know, I have been in this contest called Ms. Health and Fitness, and it's sponsored by Muscle and Fitness magazine, HERS, the female segment of that magazine. And it is kind of a worldwide search, I believe, for a spokesperson for the health and fitness industry. And I decided to enter this competition. I was asked to enter, so I applied to be in it, got accepted. I am in this competition. And it is just to search someone who will be featured in the magazine and talk about the fitness industry and just kind of represent health and fitness overall. And I've been, like I said, I've been in this contest for about a month, and I have been in first place in my group and third place in my group. I'm kind of sitting in my group from anywhere from first to third place over time. They're started with like 1,000 or more people in this contest, and it's now being whittled down to the top 20 overall. That's kind of where we are right now. And it is one of those things where you can go and vote, and you can vote every single day for the person that you want to represent health and fitness in this magazine. And I wanted to explain the reason why I even decided to do this, because I have to be really honest, this is way, way, way out of my comfort zone. But I decided to keep doing this for one really important reason. And that is that the message that I want to get out there is that important. My message is it's never too late. It's never too late to lose fat, to build muscle, to get as strong as you want. It's never too late. Doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It's not too late to do anything that you want. And I like to lead by example with that. As someone who has totally transformed how I look and how I feel well into my 50s, I want that message to get across. And it's not about me and how I look and all that. That's really not what I want the focus to be. I want to represent all of you and every single person out there who is working to improve themselves and who's middle age and who's even younger than middle age, but someone that you can look towards and say, you know what, this person's doing it, I can do it too. I want the world to know that it's never too late to be able to do any of those things. And I think that message is so, so, so important. That's the only reason why I'm still in this thing, because it's so incredibly out of my comfort zone to be in anything like this. But I feel like the message is so important. I want the world to hear it. So this is where I'm asking for your help. People, many of you have been so kind and have been voting for me every single day. And I am so incredibly grateful for you. And it's because of you that I'm even in the running to be in the top 20 at all. So thank you, thank you, thank you. There are 2 days left in this last round to make the top 20. And currently I'm sitting in third place. And I need to be in second place if I want to get into a wild card round. That would be another way into the finals. Or I need to win the group outright in order to move on automatically. So I am in need of your vote. I have the link to vote in the description of this podcast, and I would be ever so grateful if you could go and take the 10 seconds it would take to go cast a vote for me. Because here's the thing, I promise you this, if I can keep moving on in this, I just want to spread this message. I would love for a mainstream fitness magazine to have a feature on someone who's almost 60 years old, showing the world that it's not too late to change anything. I think it's that important for all of us. And so I feel like this is about us, not about me. It's about the message. So I would be so grateful if you would take the time to go vote for this message and let's see what happens. And I'll be really honest with you. If I don't make the finals, it's all good. It really is because people have heard us. People have reached out to me as a result. And I think the message is getting there. But if we could move on, I think we have a lot of more people that we can help. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support just in general of me and what I do. And if I can ever help you with anything, please never hesitate to reach out and ask. Thank you again. And the link to vote will be in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much. Love you.